The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
And welcome to Radio Friends on Friday, March the 23rd. We've got a perfect Friday morning show for you. My friend Larry Brown, singer, songwriter, and storyteller with us. Good to have you here, Larry
Brown. Good morning. Good morning.
Today, it's a song, but it's a song with a story and a song with a meaning.
Well, of course, all stories do, but this one's particular.
Right. How did you go? The name of this song is what?
The Great Storm is Over.
And I think Kathy Barton, Dave Parra did this on here about 6-7 months ago, and it's a beautiful song. And
written about 30 years ago by Bob Franke. Uh-huh. He uses some biblical metaphors to construct a song about hope in the midst of difficult times.
Why did you decide to sing this particular song today?
I think I just said that.
No,
these
why?
Difficult times, I need a word of hope. Periods of war and sometimes in political seasons, you get so tempted to be cynical and angry and divisive. So I need these inspirations like this to say, it's stormy now.
But it's going to get better.
That's right. But that's what spring is about, too.
It's rebirth.
It's the rebirth. Storms that do bring life.
We just might have a long stormy season until November, though, at the election. But here's a song to try to make us all think in a calmer mold, right?
Yeah, that's it.
All right?
It's
called?
The Great Storm is Over.
Here's Larry Brown.
The thunder and lightning gave voice to the night. A little small child cried aloud in her fright. Hush, little baby, a story I will tell of a love that has vanquished the power of hell. Hallelujah, the great storm is over. Lift up your wings and fly. Hallelujah, the great storm is over. Lift up your wings and fly. Sweetness in the air and justice on the wind. Laughter in the house where the mourners had been. The deaf shall have music, the blind have new eyes, and the standards of death taken down by surprise. Hallelujah, the great storm is over. Lift up your wings and fly. Hallelujah, the great storm is over. Lift up your wings and fly. Release for the captives, an end to the wars. New streams in the desert, new hope for the poor. The little small children will dance as they sing and play with the bears and the lions in spring. Hallelujah, the great storm is over. Lift up your wings and fly. Hallelujah, the great storm is over. Lift up your wings and fly. Hush, little baby, let go of your fears. Creation loves her own and your mother is near. The child fell asleep as the lantern did burn, and the mother sang on till her bridegroom's return. Hallelujah, the great storm is over. Lift up your wings and fly. Hallelujah, The great storm is over. Lift up your wings and fly.
Ah, oh, that's nice, Larry. That's nice. Yeah, I really love that song and the words. The verse, can I read part of this?
Oh, sure.
Sweetness in the air and justice on the wind. Laughter in the house where the mourners had been. The deaf shall have music. The blind have new eyes. The standards of death taken down by surprise. Those words are just so powerful and so beautiful.
Yeah. He's dipped into some of the Hebrew Old Testament metaphors that come out of the prophets, Isaiah and Jeremiah, who talk about, again, life out of death and justice being delivered on the wind and in the waters. And there's a bit of apocalyptic, too, material, both Old and New Testament, saying this age of turmoil and struggle will be over.
Well, let's look on the bright side of things. And what we've just entered the spring season, rebirth and goodness. Hopefully.
Yes, I'm in the garden now, as you are too.
And that makes a difference. There's nothing like being able to get out and put your hands in that soil and smell the earth for the first time in the spring.
And with the spring rains, and there is that sense of what once was dead is coming back to life. And, religions and political behavior and personal relationships, I think, get energy from that
sense of
season. Yeah. Now, not all parts of the world have changes of seasons. We're privileged here.
I guess you could look at it that way. You got a couple of events. You have some events coming up in April and May?
Well, yes. End of April and 1st of May, I'm going to be at the St. Louis Storytelling Festival. I'll be a regional teller. I will be at the Cape Girardeau Storytelling Festival as a regional teller. I will be in Jefferson City, Mid-Missouri Festival.
And, when is that, Jefferson?
I'm forgetting which one, the first part of May.
Okay.
I'm looking at my calendar. It's coming up, and I'll be also going to Bloomington, Indiana for a festival.
So you're going all over a lot of stories.
It's 4 weeks in a row, weekends, I'll be a part of festivals.
Well, I tell you what, if you want to hear more of Larry Brown, you can go to your website. You've got DVDs and CDs available of storytelling. What's your website?
Sure. I even have old kerosene-operated...
the old Victrola.
Cassettes. I'll give you a cassette.
Yeah, what's the phone number or website information?
If you reach me, it's 573-642-9326. If you go to brownstory@hotmail.com, you can email me.
All right. Larry Brown, thank you so much for coming by and sharing a beautiful song with us.
You're welcome.
Monday, we're going to talk about Meals on Wheels and the Columbia Art League. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And as we always tell you, if you'd like to hear this program again, if you want to watch it, the beautiful music of Larry, go to kbia.org, click on Talk Shows, click on Radio Friends, sign up for a free vodcast or a podcast, and drop me an email. I'd love to hear from you. PepperP, Missouri.edu. Bye-bye.